The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Good to have you with us. It is a good Friday. It is, usually we do the TV show here, but with the draft last night, so let's jump on board. Let's get right into it with the pick by the Cardinals of Zaven Collins. We will have Philip Montgomery, the head football coach of the Tulsa Golden Hurricane, with us here shortly as to what type of player the Cardinals are getting. Our opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. 1020 Coach will be with us. All right, so Spurge is jumping on in today. It's always open. Anybody on the staff that wants to jump in and chop it up are more than welcome to here in the first segment of the show. What do you think of the draft last night?
Yeah, it was an interesting experience. It was cool they got to have it in person over there in Cleveland this year instead of from Goodell's basement. I thought it was funny they brought the chair back out.
You like that?
And I like that. It was funny. It was Roger Goodell having a little bit of fun, which you don't always see from him. I don't know how I don't know how to feel about him, but you don't always see that fun. And I'm glad he got to have a little bit of fun. Got the fans involved. Got to bring a fan up on stage for each pick. That was really cool. It was an overall pretty good draft, other than it just starting later and later every year.
Did you like the bands? Did you like all the music warm up?
I liked it. It was a little bit long, but I liked it. Obviously, it would have been more fun if you're there. I'm sure if you were there, it was a total blast. But on TV, you're kind of like, all right, can we just get past these first two picks and let the draft start?
Okay, so, and I'm asking you some questions because you're like a focus group, because you and I are in, you know, different demos. Did you like having people come up on stage and make the picks versus just having Goodell do it?
Yeah, I liked it. It gave it a little bit more flavor. It gave the fans something more to rally around with their teams. It got to just show off that, hey, we're here again. It kind of was a little bit of the NFL showing off. Like, look at us. We're able to do this event in person, and we're hoping to do it more like this in the fall. So I thought it was pretty cool, though. I thought it was a good way to do it.
How do you think I felt about it? How do you think I felt about it?
I think you just wanted Goodell to read the picks.
No. See, you think I'm old man, get off my lawn, grumpy guy. No, I didn't. You know what? I didn't mind some of it. You know, the way that I look at all these people, all these shows, is they're all just trying to check boxes right now. They don't want to get crushed. They want to be sensitive to the time that we're in. And so there's a lot of scripting that's going on. There's a lot of product placement that's going on. There's just a lot of stuff that has nothing at all to do with the draft and everything to do with marketing and PR. So, you know, I wasn't sitting there hating on Goodell. Goodell needs to show some humor. Like, he loves it when the fans boo him. It's fine. Anybody who gets worked up over boos, just get out. Get out. It's just, so what? And I think he's gotten to that point where, you know, I hope they boo me more. And he's got lots of Madison Avenue smart people around him saying, hey, you know what? It's going to push your likability factor up and all that stuff. I thought that I watched both broadcasts. Did you watch both broadcasts?
Yeah, I was going back and forth all night.
What did you have one you liked better?
Oh, I like NFL Network a little bit better. I like what they've been doing a little bit more than ESPN.
See, I felt like, because I actually was on three broadcasts last night. I went over to the ABC side, and I know what I'm going to get there, the college end of things. But I also know that is big Disney. That is huge Disney. So there is not going to be any edginess at all if it's big Disney, whatever your definition of edginess is. Thought that ESPN, it was good to see Mel Kiper do his thing. I'm not a Greenberg guy, so that was like, okay, I got it. And it felt like there was some carnival barking going on as the night progressed on that side. NFL Networks is pretty straightforward. You know, they have more fun, which I like. This is not brain surgery. It's sports. So at the end of the day, let's just have a little bit of fun with this. But there are things that need to be discussed. I don't know why ESPN did not just go all in on the Aaron Rodgers stuff earlier. And I noticed that. Did you notice when the Cardinals picked? It was like, and the Arizona Cardinals select Zaven Collins. Mel, what do you think? Well, he's a pawn on a chessboard. All right. So what do you guys think about the Jets pick? And the Patriots get Mac Jones, and it was like, poof. Like, I get it. our hometown heroes haven't been to the playoffs in 5 years. Okay, I get it. It's not going to give you ratings points like Mac Jones going to New England and Bill Belichick, but gosh almighty, give them at least, I don't know, more than 45 seconds.
Yeah, they typically spend a lot more time on the quarterback, so I wasn't really shocked that they did that, but it was kind of odd. There was a couple picks where they just kind of brush it off. The only weird pick they didn't was the Raiders, because they like to go in on the Raiders because they always pick somebody that's kind of out of nowhere, and so they like to talk about that because it's someone they didn't prep for usually. But yeah, with the Cardinals, they just kind of brushed off Zaven Collins as, yeah, that was a pick. It happened. All right, let's go back to two picks ago and see what we can talk about more. So it was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, is Zaven Collins a great pick? Is he a great pick? I don't know. Do I look at the Cardinals and say, look, when you miss the playoffs 5 years in a row and you keep missing on first-round picks outside of Kyler Murray, there's probably more holes that need to be filled? So the argument to trade back, but, you know, on the surface, I like Zaven Collins' story. I think anybody that goes, that doesn't get all wound up about stars and has a little bit of, you were in on his Zoom last night, right? When he was talking about being pissed.
Yeah. I have no idea how good of a player he's going to be, but he handles himself very well. Like, I know you're kind of prepped right before and you have the typical rookie press conferences, but he knew exactly what he was doing. He was very poised. He made sure to repeat reporters' names. He would ask Bob McManahan every time, "What's your name again, Bob? What's your name?" He was very much like kind of getting into it. So he seems like a really good guy, really cool story. I was talking about how his only offer was Tulsa, and so every coach that doubted him can basically piss off. He's hard French, but they can all piss off. So I like his attitude. I like his grit. I think he'll fit in with this team. It's just it's hard to always trust, because I know going into this draft, I think Pro Football Focus had them as like the 31st worst drafting team since 2017. That includes Kyler Murray. So they just haven't hit on many picks. So we'll have to wait and see. But so far on the surface, it seems like a good pick.
Well, like Robert Kemdiche, absolute total bust. Absolute complete failure. And I'm not going to go through each and every complete failure. They have their reasonings and they have their lines. All I know is when you haven't made the playoffs in 5 years, that fans should be angry. So, you know, I can't hate this pick. It wasn't like they don't have some people running back. They had to use, because Kenyon Drake didn't work out long term, they go get James Conner. Okay, it's fine. You know, the wide receivers, Andy Isabella will be linked to DK Metcalf until the end of the world. That's just how it's going to be, whether they like it or not. That's just how it's going to be. What else did you take away from the night? You know, was there anything else that you jumped out at?
Honestly, there wasn't too many surprises. The only thing that blew me away is I very much believe football, it's you got to build from the trenches first. And it was really weird to see so many skill position players going off the board in the top 10. You had one offensive lineman, the rest were corners and wide receivers and quarterbacks. So it was really weird. But a lot of those teams, you couldn't knock them. Like the Dolphins, they have, I don't know, a lot of talent. So why not go get a skill guy, the icing on the cake? So it was just weird not seeing like a lot of those grit guys early on that you want to build your team around. They went sort of for the flash. And I don't know if that's because they get fans back in the stands this year and they want to show how flashy they
are. You win. Or,
yeah,
we can sell merch. you have owners that have been hammered in the pandemic in their other business interests, and I think it was a story that I was told about how our hometown heroes passed one time because they wanted to put some butts in seats, and that happens. And it's not just here. It's not like the Cardinals are immune to this, but. No, I felt like Mac Jones, I put on Twitter last night, and some people sent me notes about it because they got it. There was a player named Leland McElroy. This is before you were even born, probably. And Leland was a running back that sat in the green room, and he started sliding and sliding. And this was at a time where the networks weren't controlled by the NFL. So there wasn't, like, we're not going to show a kid melting down. And it was like 20... 22, 24, 28. He thought, you know, top 10, top 15. And the Cardinals finally took him and he was a bust. But they showed him melting down. And Mac Jones had that meltdown look about him last night. And then he had the look of, I am all that. Like I can imagine his agent was texting him saying, hey, man, when you get drafted, you've got to just walk into that room like you own the place. So, I didn't really, I like the fact that the Cardinals took a guy that like I said earlier, was passed over. But also what I didn't get to was he was a quarterback in high school. Okay. So you have to be a pretty good athlete about this. We're going to have this coach on a couple minutes on that. I like that when you are the 49ers and you take a multi-sport player from a conference that is not major. I like that the Big 12 got shut out. I like that I have a friend that is a Georgia Bulldog fan that was losing his mind, among other bodily functions last night, about the Alabama player after Alabama player after Alabama player. Like, how do you compete with that? Like, Spurge, you're a Sun Devil, right? You've been right in the middle of everything with Herm and the buildup with AP and all that stuff, the national recruiting. Do you think that they are in line to have seven guys taken in the first round next year?
No, that's not going to happen. That they're not at that level. Alabama's different. I think their 2017 class, over 35% have been drafted already.
Yeah.
You're not competing with. I don't care how national you're going. You're not going to compete with Alabama at that point. LSU did for 1 year, and then they fell apart right after. But outside of that, you're not going to compete with that. There's too many guys. They get two receivers every year, two running backs, a quarterback, defensive players. Every year they're going first, second, third round.
I like the colored tuxes are back in fashion. I like that. There was some there's some bright ones, man. There were some on-off switches on some of those bad boys. So, all right, I got to get you out of here because I've got Philip Montgomery coming up from Tulsa. Good seeing you. Good work. You're at it again tonight, right?
Yep, we'll be at it day two.
Spurge, you can follow his content over on the website, and he, of course, is on social media. Why don't you give them your Twitter handle so they can just yell at you or whatever it is you want them to do?
Yeah, come yell at me on social, at Spurge underscore, S-P-U-R-G-E.
I love that.
Underscore.
Love that. All right, get out of here. There's Spurge. Zaven Collins' college coach is Philip Montgomery from the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. He joins us next. All right, as promised, let's go a little bit deeper into what the Cardinals did last night, getting Zaven Collins from Tulsa, the head coach of the Golden Hurricane. Philip Montgomery joins us for a few minutes to give us a little bit more of a deep dive. When you first saw him, do you remember where, when?
Yeah, he'd been on our recruiting radar. I had seen him at a couple of 7-on-7 events, but the first time I really got to talk to him, put eyes on him, was when he came to our camp that summer. His mom had been going from different camp to different camp. I think we were camp number 12 or 13 in the list of areas they had gone to, but came to camp, got a chance to really work with him, put him through our drills, and a chance to really try to evaluate him. We were able to offer him at the end of camp.
What did he look like in terms of numbers, size, weight, all that stuff? And what positions was he playing in high school?
Well, in high school, he was a quarterback and a free safety. Actually, his senior year took his team to the state championship and won it. But he was about 6'3 and some change, about 210, 215. And just a tall, skinny kid, long necked, all of these things. Still got some pictures from back then, but you know, we didn't think he was a quarterback, but we knew he was something. We wanted to work him out defensively. We recruited him as an athlete on defense with the emphasis at linebacker. If he didn't make it there, we were going to flip him over and play tight end. But obviously, he took off and really flourished there. And he was a kid that just played everything in high school, played every sport, had to be the guy coming from a small school to kind of carry his team and those traits about him.
Sometimes those kids in small schools, Coach, they didn't play against the top flight competition in a state. I get that out here from high school coaches and recruits and all that stuff. Did you buy into that with him? Was there some questions like, well, he hasn't really played against the best of the best?
No, we really didn't. We've had some success here being able to take small town kids that, especially guys that kind of dominate their level of competition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Zaven, he kind of fit into that mold. The thing that we have enjoyed about those small town kids is, you know, they grow up understanding that they've got to play well for their team to win. They grow up in a town where everybody knows everybody, you know, and so I eyes are on them, and they have to learn how to handle that at a younger age. And those things have really done well for us here. And so Zaven fit that criteria to a T. And he was a guy that's used to playing under pressure, knowing that he's got to play well. And he continued that mode when he got here and obviously made big plays for us throughout his career.
Philip Montgomery with us for a few minutes, head football coach, Tulsa Golden Hurricane on Zaven Collins, the first round pick of the Arizona Cardinals. When did it first hit you that this guy's going to be a first round, first day NFL player?
You know, I thought going into the season, I thought Zaven had a chance to get drafted coming out this year if he wanted to. Obviously, he's coming out early. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until kind of after the first couple of games, just seeing the production that he was having and the amount of press that he was getting, that we very quickly assumed he's probably not coming back. And then you just started seeing it just start rising up the draft board parts of it. And his play throughout the, you know, this year just continued to go up and up. I mean, every game, we played a lot of tight ball games this year. Mm. You know, he was making big play after big play at crucial times for us. And those things just stood out. And you knew he would have a chance now to really get up there in that first round range and have a chance to go.
When you started hearing from the NFL people about him, how much interest when it was hitting you, like, this guy is definitely going to be a first round pick?
Yeah, after the season got over, you know, we got into January and February, we started getting and receiving a lot of different phone calls and interest in him. You know, it's been such a crazy year with the virus and all of that. You know, scouts haven't been able to get out and do the things they normally do, just like we haven't been able to get out and recruit like we normally do. So mm-hmm. a lot of those phone calls were, is he really this big? Is he really, can he really move this way? Until you see Zaven in person and you walk up on him, you don't realize how big he really is. And then it was, you know, we see the production on tape. What is he like off the field? What is this? What is that? And, you know, they're just doing their background and doing and checking all their boxes. But we started getting a ton of phone calls, myself and our staff, just inquiring about him and what he can bring to the table.
Did you hear from the Arizona Cardinals much?
Yeah, we actually did. They were a team probably throughout this whole process that may have showed the most interest in Zaven. Mm-hmm. I think they targeted him early, felt like they would have an opportunity where they said to get him. And I think it fit an area in need for them. And so they showed a lot of interest, had a lot of people here for their pro day, had an opportunity to visit with several of their scouts and with Coach Kingsbury, Cliff. And those were all great conversations.
What are we getting off the field here in Arizona? What can you let fans know about the man?
Yeah, Zaven's still he's still a small town kid that, you know, loves his family, loves to hunt and fish and do those things, play golf, which obviously there he's still had the opportunity to play all the golf courses around there. But, you know, he's a people person. He likes to visit with people. He's a guy that's going to represent your organization well. And he's going to carry himself in a really good and proper manner as he gets there and be a good reflection on their ownership and the Arizona Cardinals themselves.
I thought it was interesting last night. I'll let you go off this. Just a quick thought from you is he was asked about the non-Power 5. And he was pretty straightforward about his anger. I'm not going to use the language, but about being passed over or looked over. I always look at it. It works out. It just works out. And you don't have to have stars or conferences by your name to be a first round pick in the NFL. But that chip on his shoulder, did you sense that when you were recruiting him? Like, boy, it's Tulsa, but I sure wish it were Alabama, or for lack of a better school.
I don't think Zaven really sees it that way. He thinks a lot of people may have missed on him. He knows we didn't. And he was very appreciative and thankful for the opportunity that we gave him here. And then obviously he's made the most of it. We've got him and a lot of guys on our team that play with a chip on their shoulder. They're passionate about this game. they know they have something to prove, and they are always trying to prove that. And I think that helps generate great, great athletes.
Yeah.
Guys that are comfortable, guys that feel like they've already made it, sometimes don't work quite as hard as those guys that are still trying to climb up that mountain. And Zaven's one of those guys that knows he still has a whole lot to prove. He's proud of what has happened up to this point, obviously, but he's a guy that's going to continue to carry that chip because it's something that motivates him and a lot of other guys in the league.
Coach, before I get you out of here, is there anything I haven't asked you about him that you're like, Brad, you need to know this, or here's something with the Cardinals that I may see?
Brad, I think, you know, with Zaven in general, he's going to do great things on the field and off. I think the most telling thing about Zaven is he always comes up with big plays at big times. He's got that it factor about him. He's done that throughout his high school career, throughout his college career. That it factor that we can't all put our thumb on. I mean, if we could, we'd be recruiting those guys every time. But he's got that card in his back pocket, and he pulls it out, and it shows up every time he steps on the field, and he prepares himself to play that way.
That's really good. That's really good stuff. I appreciate your time and your insight on what we're getting here in Arizona and Zaven Collins. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
There's Philip Montgomery, head football coach of the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. And we're back with more after this timeout. All right. So last night, Zaven Collins gets the phone call. We've got the video here. So Jared, go ahead and roll it in. I'll talk over it. So Zaven is with a group last night. And I get it that Daddy Baller wants to have this moment in their life and their kid's life. I completely get it. But I love this moment because this is a kid that had no Power 5 offers. For those that think, and unfortunately there still is this archaic caveman feeling, that the only way you're going to make it to the NFL is if you go collect 30 offers and tell everybody how amazing and awesome you are. And it just is not the case. This is a first-team All-American right here that went to Tulsa. And that's the only place that offered him was Tulsa. So I hope that high school football coaches, and I hope that some parents that have a little bit of sanity about them, most of you do, okay? When it comes to the high-end ones or the ones that want to see their name on some silly list with so many stars by their names and all that nonsense, that group, unfortunately, in our industry, brings revenue. It just does. I should be sitting here saying, oh, man, he had all these stars, and look at his social. And all. That's just not who this kid is. And when I see high school kids that do it, and blessed, honored, and amazed for this offer by said university that I know, when I talk to kids, they have no interest in ever going to. And the school wants them to tweet it out because they want the exposure and all that nonsense. It's a lot of nonsense. But I love this moment last night with Zaven Collins. So it's good stuff. And we'll just see, you know, what Vance Joseph is able to. You can sit here all you want and say they're going to put him here and you're going to put him there. The end of the day, I hear the same stuff every year. Last year was what they were going to do with Isaiah Simmons, and he struggled. When Robert Kambiche was taken, he was going to be the most amazing, awesome, incredible player. It just doesn't stop, and I'm not going to feed into the hype machine. I hope he does well. I would like to see the Cardinals get into the playoffs for the first time in 5 years, 6 years now coming up. There's some other things that are on my mind today, and it's a busy weekend. We've got the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. The Suns play Utah tonight. Chris Paul is making a late season push to be a most valuable player candidate. He'll be going against Mike Conley tonight. The Jazz put up 150 points in their last game. 150! And so with Donovan Mitchell and Utah sitting there a game up on the Suns, what will it look like tonight? I'm very much looking forward to that. I am going to be at Phoenix Rising tonight. Rising FC has a new stadium out of Wild Horse Pass. The staff is going to be doing the draft. I'm going to go out and take in a community event. Claudia is going to be with us, Claudia Faust. She's going to be out there too. Tomorrow I'm playing in the Hamilton Football Golf Tournament. That'll be a barrel of monkeys. We'll have some fun at that. Eric's going to play with me, and we'll chop that up on Monday. Claudia plays golf, at least that's what she says. So we're looking forward to that. And, you know, the Diamondbacks won again last night. And I kind of say that half like, yeah, it's off the radar, but it's really not. For where they are, as a 500 team, you've got the stinking Rockies in town. Take two, take three, you know, get something going this weekend. So there's just a ton going on. Obviously, the draft will have that on the website. We'll all be writing content, doing videos and all that stuff throughout the weekend at sports360az.com. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. He's the Iron Man. He even volunteered today. He said, I want in on a Friday. Like, really? Because you usually run the TV show. He's like, no, man, I'm all in. So appreciate the Iron Man jumping on board and Spurge and the entire team. We are self-funded if you're just finding us. That means that we have sponsors that believe in what we do. We've been doing this since 2011. The website, this show, TV show we do over on Fox or Bally Sports Arizona. I knew I was going to do that. Bally Sports Arizona. So we appreciate our partners and we encourage you to support them as well. Have a great weekend.